Welcome to the third annual Red River Radio Young Artist Competition Winners Concert, coming to you from the University Center Theater on the campus of Louisiana State University in Shreveport. This program features talented young musicians chosen from entries submitted from throughout Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. And now, please welcome your host, Kermit Poling.
Thank you, and good afternoon. You know, it's great. This is the third annual event. When we started this off 3 years ago, we weren't exactly sure how this was going to proceed. All we knew is that we were airing a program on Saturday mornings called From the Top, which of course features the most talented kids from all across the country, and we wanted to do something regionally, what we internally called Almost From the Top. But and it has really turned out to be quite a success, and each year the number of entries has grown. This year by far we had more entries than the previous 2 years. The contestants send in recordings of their performances along with background information and approval from their teachers. And this year, the members of the West Edge String Quartet, some of you may know that quartet, principal members of the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra, chose the winners this year. We actually had 8 winners. You'll notice there are 7 on the program. And this will give you an idea of just how talented these kids are, not just musically, but also in other ways as well. Sean Nathan, violinist who has performed in the Young Artist Competition before, is actually in Pittsburgh at this moment, being involved in a wonderful science fair event that students at Caddo Magnet High School are also involved with. So we miss him from this performance, but we wish him the best of luck, as he's also a pretty good kid scientifically, too. So first on the stage with me is Sarah Sandifer, who is 18 years old, and you are a student at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts.
Yes, sir.
And it would be great if you would just let people know, since we cover such a wide area, what this school is.
Well, Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts is a residential high school, and all of the classes are taught at college level, even though it is a high school. It's for sophomores, juniors, and seniors mm-hmm. who have excelled academically at their home schools. And you basically have to go through a whole application process like you do in college. Mm-hmm. And if you're selected, then you get to go.
What interested you in singing?
Well, I've always loved to sing, like as a little kid. My dad is a big music person, and he would play all sorts of different music as like growing up. And when I was in kindergarten, I started playing piano, and I always liked to sing the songs, you know, like Row, Row, Row Your Boat or whatever they would teach you in kindergarten.
The real tough thing. Well, what yes. you're going to sing is something that is considerably trickier than Row, Row, Row Your Boat, but a charming tune called Everywhere I Look, which was one that I wasn't familiar with. So tell me a little bit about the song.
Everywhere I Look is an art song about spring. It's just like the winter is melting away, and now we're coming into a new era of spring and life and happiness.
Which is perfect for a day like today. It is absolutely beautiful outside.
Yes, sir.
And our audience is looking forward to hearing this. So this is Sarah Sandifer, again, age 18, from Natchitoches. She'll be accompanied by Dr. Charles Jones, who's on the faculty at the Louisiana School and has been part of these performances before. This is Everywhere I Look, written by Molly Carew.
Spring is here and shoes of green everywhere I look. Spring is here.
18-year-old Sarah Sandifer from Natchitoches, a student at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Art. We heard Everywhere I Look, the music of Molly Carew. Next up, a young gentleman who is a pianist, age 14. His name is Eric Eklund. He'll be coming out on the stage here shortly. And I do remind you that all of these entries that come in, we cover quite a wide range of ages here. And on this performance, we have performers aging from, 18 at the high end, all the way down to 11. And Eric, you're right there in the middle, and you're a pianist. How long have you been playing piano?
5.5 years, sir.
5.5 years you've been playing, and which is pretty impressive to get for 5.5 years into Liszt and Chopin, let me tell you. So that's really something. What got you interested in playing the piano?
I read Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you're not familiar with this book, it's about a guy. He has like a band of penguins.
Uh-huh.
That he plays piano and they dance.
And they dance. So it was the dancing penguins that got you involved? That's great. I love that. Tell me a little bit about these two pieces, Un Sospiro of Franz Liszt and the Chopin.
Well, Un Sospiro means a sigh.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the three concert etudes, mm-hmm, by Liszt.
And the Chopin, this is Opus 10, number 5. We commonly know that as the Black Key Etude. And what I like here is that Eric has combined these as sort of a suite. So rather than by one composer, you have the Liszt first, and then you totally contrast it with like the final movement of Chopin. And it works, I think, very well. So Eric, we're looking forward to hearing you. Go ahead and play.
Thank you. Eklund of Ruston, playing two works for piano, Un Sospiro of Franz Liszt, and also Chopin's Etude Opus 10, number 5, also known as the Black Key Etude. This is charming Avery Jeffcoat, aged 11, of Bossier City. And Avery is going to be singing for us today, and had a little talk with some of your relatives here, and you're going to be singing a song from the musical Wicked, but I'm told you actually got to see the show.
Yes.
Tell me about that. What was that like?
It was really cool, and I was really excited to see it since I was already singing a song from it, so mm-hmm. It was really cool.
And what did you think of New York City?
New York was awesome.
It was awesome. Did you anything in particular, aside from the show? We know you loved the show, Wicked. What else did you like about New York City?
I went and toured NBC Studios, and they picked two volunteers, which was me and my friend, and we got to, like, it was sent to video. It really wasn't filmed, but it was really cool. I got to be the weather girl, and she got to be the newscaster.
Very cool. Good for you. What is it you like about the musical Wicked so much?
Well, I love how it just, it tells all about what happens right before Dorothy, mm-hmm. and it kind of goes through with Dorothy kind of there, but it just kind of tells the life between two friends and their ups and downs.
That's right.
Before. And there's a surprise at the end, mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to tell you, but...
Oh. You're not going to give away the ending?
No.
All right. Well, I guess the rest of us will have to see the show. Avery will be singing For Good, one of the hit songs from the show Wicked, accompanied by Sharon Dolis, a pianist here. So let me get your microphone set, and then we'll be ready for you to sing.
Change.
the things I've done you blame me for. And now I guess we know there's blame to share, and none of it seems to matter anymore. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? I do believe I have been changed for the better. And because I knew you, because I
Eleven-year-old Avery Jeffcoat of Bossier City, who has sung For Good from the musical Wicked, accompanied by Sharon Dolas. You are listening to the Young Artists Competition Winners Concert from the third annual Young Artists Competition here on your public radio station, Red River Radio. Next up, something a little bit different. We've had in the past, we've had saxophones and jazz music and classical music, banjo players. But this is the first time that we've had actually a classical guitarist, relatively rare in this neighborhood here. All right, joining me is Austin Hughes, who's also from Ruston, another Ruston musician, age 18, and you are a student at Louisiana Tech?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you got interested in classical guitar.
I got interested because I wanted to go to school at Louisiana Tech, and they offered classical guitar. So I decided that, you know, I'd give that a try. It's fun. I enjoy it.
You also play other music as well. Obviously, there are differences.
Really, when you're playing electric guitar, you know, you're up on the stage with a band or some sort of situation like that, so there's less pressure. And with the classical guitar, it's generally a solo instrument, and it's all you up there.
All right. Well, we're going to hear you playing the music of Bach, one of the Gigues, BWV 1007. Can you tell us a little bit about this piece?
It was originally for cello, and it's been arranged for guitar, and that makes it kind of have a different flavor than, you know, the traditional cello.
Okay, all right. Well, this is Austin Hughes, age 18, and he'll be performing again, as I mentioned, Bach's Gigue, BWV 1007. Thank you. music of Johann Sebastian Bach. We've heard a gigue from one of his suites, a cello suite, as Austin mentioned earlier, WWV 1007, and that was Austin Hughes, age 18, from Ruston, Louisiana. We're going to turn next to some more vocal music. This time we'll be hearing an Italian art song, and Carly McLean, age 17, of Marshall, Texas, is our next performer. And again, all of these performers were selected from dozens and dozens of contestants who entered this competition, and we're just so thrilled that we've had such a nice array and a nice concert's worth of winners. Carly, you're going to be singing music of Pergolesi, which, of course, this is an Italian piece, in Italian. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what the song is about?
Well, the song is about this woman who has two different lovers or courters, and she has to choose which one she likes best.
All right. And you got interested in voice. Well, you study with your choir teacher at Marshall High School. Talk a little bit about the choirs, because we were talking about this before the broadcast a little bit, and it's a large school, and it sounds like you have many different choirs.
Yes, we do have many. We have five different choirs, and we do a lot of different things at Marshall High School. We do pop music. We also do classical music and spirituals, and last year we even went on a UK tour and sang in England and Scotland.
Really? And where did you go there? This is interesting.
A lot of different places.
A lot of different places. Well, there are a lot of wonderful places there. Do you have any particularly any memories from your trip that stand out?
We sang at York Minster. I think that was what it was called. And the acoustics in there were amazing.
Very old, large building with lots of reverberation, which is perfect for choirs. Mm-hmm. Accompanying you on this is Sandy Parks, who is your choir teacher there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to sing a wonderful Italian art song, Sei Tu Mami, of Pergolesi. And we'll look forward to hearing this.
Thank you.
McLean of Marshall, Texas, age 17, singing the music of Pergolesi. We heard Sei Tu Mami.
Next up, we'll be hearing music for violin, actually violin and orchestra, but in this case, I'm going to be the orchestra playing on the piano. Emily Owens, who is 16 years of age and is from Benton, and is a student of Dr. Andrej Kurti, who is on the faculty at NSU, and a very talented violinist in his own right. So, Emily, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was four, so okay, about 12
four.
Years.
All right, and what got you started in playing the violin at such a young age?
Well, my sister started when she was six, and we had like a violin petting zoo kind of thing at our church where a bunch of musicians came and we got to look at the instruments and stuff. And I was fascinated by the violin, so I decided to try it, and I just stuck with it.
It's a good instrument. I've had some experience with it myself. I really enjoy that. The piece that that Emily's going to be playing, movement from Wieniawski's Second Violin Concerto, is no easy walk in the park. This is a tough piece of music,
yes.
and a very beautiful concerto. And you seem to know a lot about the piece. So why don't you talk about it?
Well, Wieniawski was a Polish composer. I really like the piece because it includes like a big amount of human emotion, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like in some parts it's very angry and, you know, passionate, while in other parts it's sad, or, you know, in some places it can even be silly and I guess frivolous. So.
And a contrast, if I can add to that, of course you have this deep, dark theme that it starts with. And then later on in the piece, you have what I always call violin pyrotechnics.
Right.
Demonstrations of technique. You mentioned a few of those. Upbow staccato.
Yeah,
which how do you practice that? How did you learn how to do that? Because that's a tricky technique.
It is a tricky technique. The main thing I try to do when I play that is just relax my hand, and that way I can, you know, have enough time to make it all the way to the top, I guess.
Make it all the way to the top. Well, the audience here will get to see that, and those listening on the radio will get to hear that. So here is Emily Owens, 16, and she'll be performing the first movement of Wieniawski's Second Violin Concerto. And the one thing I always liked about the From the Top kind of format is that Chris O'Reilly both gets to do the interview and he gets to accompany the kids. So I get to be Chris O'Reilly in this situation, and I'll be accompanying you. So here's Wieniawski.
Thank you.
Violinist Emily Owens, age 16, of Benton, Louisiana, performing the first movement of Wieniawski's second violin concerto in D minor. One last performer left on this broadcast, which is the winner's concert from the third annual Young Artist Competition here at Red River Radio. And coming out onto the stage now will be pianist Wesley Ducote, who has performed on these concerts before. He's our senior performer here from that, with a background both performing here on this program, also a student, Dr. Charles Jones, who our audience got to hear earlier, accompanying our first performer, and also with the Louisiana School for Math, Sciences, and the Arts. And also has in the past, aside from our competition, you won last year, I think, the competition from the Rapide Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, sir.
And played Schumann?
Yes, sir.
It was the Schumann Concerto. So what was it like playing with an orchestra?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Just the whole body of sound and everything, and you really get to be the star of it all.
Out in front of an orchestra. Did you have to practice differently for that versus playing another piano piece of solo work?
Yes, I had to understand that certain parts were more to highlight certain instruments of the orchestra, like the oboe, rather than what the piano was doing at that time.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. So moving from Schumann to the music of Ravel, again, not easy repertoire to perform, and you're going to be playing part of Le Tombeau de Couperin, which is a great work that Ravel originally composed for piano, but also orchestrated. There's an orchestral suite with the same name. Talk about the differences between Ravel and Schumann.
Well, Ravel's later than Schumann. Mm-hmm. Schumann is a romantic composer, and Ravel's more of an impressionistic. And so a lot of what you get in Ravel's music is more attention to color. You get more dissonances, especially, and some interesting rhythms, and I think you'll hear that in the Toccata.
It is a very energetic movement, which I think is the fifth or sixth movement.
It's the sixth movement.
Sixth movement from Le Tombeau de Couperin. So here is pianist Wesley Ducote, age 18 now.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
A ripe old age now for us. And we've appreciated and loved hearing you in the past. So we're looking forward to this, the sixth movement from Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin.
Thank you.
pianist Wesley Ducote from De Quincey, a student at the Louisiana School for Math, Sciences, and the Arts in Natchitoches, playing Ravel's the sixth movement, the Toccata movement, from Le Tombeau de Couperin. And the final performer on this Young Artists Competition Winners Concert, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our winners for performing. I think we've heard just a terrific concert this evening. Wouldn't you agree? It was great. This broadcast is a production of Red River Radio. It was engineered by Bill Beckett. Also, Wally Derleth. To those of you who came out to the LSUS University Center Theater, first of all, to those of you who are moms, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for coming and sharing your afternoon with us and for being part of this concert. Thanks for those of you parents for bringing your kids to perform. It's been a wonderful afternoon. So again, thanks for being here, and I hope that you will join us for our fourth annual Young Artists Competition next year. Good afternoon.
This is member-supported Red River Radio, a public radio service of LSUS.